Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back. All right. Can we talk about something real for a second? I keep seeing posts saying overstimulation is just a lack of discipline or self-control. And honestly, that's not true. You can have every system in place, your house clean, your kids fed, and still feel overstimulated because it's not about control. It's about capacity. Sometimes your brain and body are just done. You heard your name 50 times. You answered 100 questions. You've been touched, talked to, needed, and interrupted all day. That's not weakness. That's your nervous system saying, I've had enough input for now. Overstimulation isn't about not managing your emotions. It's about being human in a world that constantly demands more from you than you have to give. You can have self-awareness, be emotionally mature, and still need space. And that doesn't make you a bad mom. It makes you a real one. So stop feeding into the idea that you're the problem. You're not. The problem is that motherhood today doesn't come with a village automatically. You have to build your village. You have to find those who are just as invested as you for your family, for your kids. And no, it won't always be that to the same level that you have it, but it's people that care and want to be there for you. And don't think that it's because it's too much noise, it's too much, like you are not having self-awareness of what's going on around you, because it comes from external to internal. And I don't care what anyone says, they can tell me that I'm not doing enough. I've seen somebody saying it goes back to scripture where you need to guard your heart. Yes, you can guard your heart, but at the same time, you still have a nervous system. You're still human. You're going to be overstimulated. You're going to feel overwhelmed at times. It doesn't just mean like, oh, Dre, you're not taking enough time to breathe and do yoga and taking breaks and stuff like that. It's like, no, you can do all those things and still feel like that. And I'm not dismissing anyone's feelings. So I want to say this quote said, hold on, I'm going to summarize it. It basically was saying how overstimulation is a reaction to too much input, too many sounds, sights, emotions, decisions coming in all at once. And she was saying the problem is you're not disciplined enough to control what you're allowing to be inputted. And that's not true, because yes, those are external factors, but they can still play a play. I can turn off all the TVs in the house and still have kids calling my name. I can tell them, hey, I need a moment of silence, and somebody's going to still find me. So at the end of the day, I believe that it happens, but you just have to learn how to center yourself. Because it was saying how it's not just the kids, the laundry, or the messy house. Those things may trigger us, yes, but they're not the root. It's what we've neglected within us. And I was like, I disagree, because you can have breaks and you come back refreshed, be in a good mood, and then they do something that's just like, wow, like, I feel like I need to recharge again. Like, it's not anything that you're neglecting. It's, yes, you need to take time for yourself. You need to learn how to, you have to learn how to recenter yourself in these moments. But, yeah, don't let people make it seem like you're the problem, because you're having a lot of stimulation coming to you all at once because of the season that you're in. Because people be lying, or people just be projecting, or they try to make it seem like their life is just at a higher level, and they try to look down at people who are having problems with being overstimulated. Or they're trying to say that, you know, you need to do more, you need to do better, but it's like, no, sometimes you just need to just be. And it's not like you can just get up and go. See, you know, when your kids are like, oh my goodness, like, I'm having a hard, tough day, like my kids, you know, No one's sleeping or someone's calling my name, the dog is barking. Like, I can't just walk out of my house and go drive, go somewhere. Like, it takes planning. It takes, like, yeah. So, I don't know. It just, things are crazy out here. Yes, take time for yourself. But, baby, if you are overstimulated, don't think that it's you. Do not blame yourself.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.